This is a required course. Only the time you take it is voluntary. Free will does not mean that you can establish the curriculum. It means only that you can elect what you want to take at a given time. This course does not aim at teaching the meaning of love, for that is beyond what can be taught. It does aim, however, at removing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence, which is your natural inheritance. The opposite of love is fear, but what is all-encompassing can have no opposite. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. The purpose of this workbook is to train your mind in a systematic way to a different perception of everyone and everything in the world. It is doing these exercises that will make the goal of this course possible. An untrained mind can accomplish nothing. Transfer of training in true perception does not proceed as does transfer of the training of the world. If true perception has been achieved in connection with any person, situation, or event, total transfer to everyone and everything is certain. Remember that one exception held apart from true perception makes its accomplishments anywhere impossible. The very nature of true perception is that it has no limits. It is the opposite of the way that you see now. We're glad you joined us. There seems to be a finality sort of connected to this video because it's lesson number 200 in the practice period of the Association of the Mind Training. Okay. The mind training of this course has been directed to show you a systematic way in which you have discovered your own enlightened mind. And there are millions of you now. Millions. Are you listening to me out there? Aggregations of nothing. Your individual discovery of the certainty of your own transformation and illumination are affecting the world. Never mind how. Your expression of love and forgiveness was never lost. Okay, this is A Course in Miracles that is showing you every thought that you have ever had, including those of loneliness and death, were actually acts of your need to express the certainty of the love that we share with each other. We've reached the finality to this, and if we'll look at it together, this is the time and place within your body form that you had to come in order to recognize in its entirety your awakening from this dream of death. Okay, the oscillations of the vibrations of the illusion of body form have found so much harmony in the aggregation of our minds that we are actually sharing a result that is now evident to us that gives us a moment of a goal that we were always searching for. I want you to be enthusiastic with me because we're at 200, and if you've been able to forbear me, if you've been able to recognize, say in lesson 199, that indeed you're not a body, that indeed you are free, that indeed all power is given unto you in heaven and earth, this through the direction of our Saviorship, the author of this course, Jesus, who says very simply, I came into this world, I show you it is not real, and we left together. You want to look at this as the second coming? Go ahead, but remember, you're the only one that didn't hear it. When you hear it, you'll be gone from here, and that's the requirement. Yes, he's standing with us now. And he's expressing in this time and place that certainty that you are not a body, that you are free, that you are still as God created you. The new vibrations that you're expressing that are healing your mind and body now, in the recognition that you are actually able in this course to go out into the world and on any break that you had begin to simply repeat to yourself, I am not a body, I am free, I am still as God created me, and 1,000 miles away, 1,000 miles, 2,000, the next block, next to you, somebody suddenly said to himself, oh, I'm not a body, something is wrong here, I am free. It seems to me obvious that there is a God. I must be free as God created him. Do you see it was an idea? Should we practice? Say to me, everything is an idea. Yeah. Every notion you have about yourself in regard to your consciousness is an idea. Now, you can have it about yourself, or you can have it about someone else, but having an idea about someone else can never really satisfy you because you don't know who that someone else is. And if you don't know who that someone else is, you sure as hell are not going to know who you are. And that's the problem that you sustain in your need to stay separate from each other. So the solution of declarations, I am not a body, I am free. There is no love but God's. I cannot die. All of the practices of the release, forgive and I will see differently. In our recognition of forgiveness of each other is the illumination of our minds. This is all the practice that's been going on in this workbook of this Course in Miracles. Okay? Now we're going to bring it up to a big joyous reunion with each other at this time and place based on this lesson. And whether you've ever been here before in your own concepts concerns me not in the slightest, because this is a new time and place for you where you can make that decision, because we have gathered together at this time and place to perform the act, okay, of leaving the dark hovel in which we previously identified our separation. Let's go back just for a minute and review just a couple paragraphs of lesson 199 that says, I'm not a body, I am free, I am as God created me. Listen. The Holy Spirit is the home of minds that seek for freedom. In Him, they have found what they have sought. What? The body's purpose now is unambiguous, and it becomes perfect in the ability to serve an undivided goal. In conflict-free and unequivocal response to mind, with but the thought of freedom as its goal, the body serves and serves its purpose well. Without the power to enslave, it is a worthy servant of the freedom which the mind within the Holy Spirit seeks. So let's be free today and carry freedom as your gift to those who still believe they are enslaved within a body. Be you free so that the Holy Spirit can make use of your escape from bondage to set free the many who perceive themselves as bound and helpless and afraid. Let love replace their fears through you. Accept salvation now and give your mind to Him who calls to you to make the gifts to Him, for He would give you perfect freedom, perfect joy, and hope that finds its full accomplishment in God. Now, you are God's Son. In immortality, you live forever. Would you not return your mind to this? Then practice well the thought the Holy Spirit gives you for today. Your brothers stand released with you in it. The world is blessed along with you. God's Son will weep no more, and heaven offers thanks for the increase of joy your practice brings even to it. And God Himself extends His love and happiness each time that you say, I am not a body, I am free, I hear the voice that God has given me, and it is only this that my mind obeys. So we're standing together. Wasn't that lovely that you're not a body? There's an interesting idea that you could hear the voice of God. There's a particular reference in the moment of separation that in the break in communication that caused this idea of separation, the signal of the return to your reality was momentarily broken. Well, you want to look at this with me? We call this the call. Everywhere you have gone in this little isolation of your form has been a transmission of light energy that would have beamed you instantly out of this identity. It's interesting that all of these ideas are actually contained within the form of your own science fiction of self-identity. The idea that you are able to travel to the stars, the idea that going beyond the speed of light is where your reality is, the certainty that at any single moment you may have an experience that will show you a whole new place in time is the step that you're about to make. Does the world deny you access to this? Of course. The particulars of the world are to retain the definitions of the idea that peace of mind can be found in conflict, in which you find a form of armistice or neutrality until you wait for the next episode of conflict that it's necessary for you to feel. So we're at lesson 200 that says there is only the peace of God. No matter how much you search in your idea of separation, there can be no peace, because the idea of time, the aggregation of thought objectively, cannot not be what war is. Say, will you share something with me just a minute? Say to me, the war against myself is almost over. You're not going to say it? Why, do you think there's something out there that is actually harming you? Try not to be absurd. There is nothing out there that's going to cause you any conflict, except you have decided you want to retain the conflict. The war is against your own projections on your own projections. Now, you've discovered the certainty that I'm offering you that none of it is real. The relative associations of your mind in regard to light density always amaze me. Remember on the other lesson we said that the nucleus of an atom is 400 trillion times more dense than this material? Or the idea that that galaxy out there contains 200,000 billion stars? And what strange ideas are contained within your conceptual mind that you can hold as long as you don't have to enter into the idea that your objectivity itself is totally meaningless, because you're afraid of sharing the expansion of the light form and limit yourself to this little correspondence of body eyes, as though your body eyes actually saw anything. So the peace that you seem to have found is not the peace of God. Let's look together now, just for a moment, at lesson 200. It's going to show us a moment in which we discover together that peace. Listen. Let's give this final lesson a try. Seek you no further. You will not find peace except the peace of God. Accept this fact and save yourself the agony of yet more bitter disappointments, bleak despair, and sense of icy hopelessness and doubt. Seek you no further. There is nothing else for you to find except the peace of God, unless you seek for misery and for pain. Are you listening? This is the final point to which each one must come at last, to lay aside all hope of finding happiness where there is none. of being saved by what can only hurt, of making peace of chaos, joy of pain, and heaven out of hell. Attempt no more to win through losing, nor to die to live. You cannot but be asking for defeat. Are you listening? Now, yet you can ask as easily for love and for happiness and for eternal life in peace that has no ending. Ask for this and you can only win. To ask for what you have already must succeed. To ask that what is false be true can only fail. Forgive yourself for vain imaginings and seek no longer what you cannot find. For what could be more foolish than to seek and to seek and to seek again for hell when you have but to look with open eyes to find that heaven lies before you through a door that opens easily to welcome you. I'm offering you the idea of that lesson in its entirety, if you'll accept it. The idea that the door is open to you in the totality of a moment's realization of yourself is the same idea that you have constructed that door to be shut to you forever and use another door that you open with your conceptual mind in order to retain the longevity of time. Could you see that? The door that I am offering you seems impenetrable to you because you're getting a reflection of your own dark form. So you keep walking through a portal that keeps you in space-time by the definition of where you find yourself at that door. Now, it looks to you as though the door I am offering you is filled with darkness and fear. Now, if you'll stand here with me for a moment, I'll reorganize your associations of body form, bring together all those that you thought to leave behind in your own selfish search, and together you will take that step because they are containments within your own mind. Could you see that? So, what appears to be dark to you, the dark energy that we now have determined surrounds the galaxy Milky Way. Let's use that. It has a core of reality based on 2,000 million stars, and around it they've discovered a dark ring of form that is nothing but a reflection of the ring of containment. That will dissolve through the energy of the release of love, and you'll expand from that little galaxy out into the multiple galaxies that are instantly available to you, not based on time, but on the certainty of instantaneous communication. All that because there is only the peace of God, and you found it now. Let's listen some more. Come home. You have not found your happiness in foreign places and in alien forms that have no meaning to you, though you sought to make them meaningful. This world is not where you belong. You're a stranger here, but it is given you to find the means whereby the world no longer seems to be a prison house or jail for anyone. Freedom is given you where you beheld but chains and iron doors. But you must change your mind about the purpose of the world if you would find escape. You will be bound till all the world is seen by you as blessed, and everyone made free of your mistakes and honored as he is. You make him not, no more yourself. And as you free the one, the other is accepted as he is. Are you listening? What does forgiveness do? In truth, it has no function and it does nothing, for it is unknown in heaven. It is only hell where it is needed and where it must serve a mighty function. Is not the escape of God's beloved Son from evil dreams that he imagines yet believes are true a worthy purpose? Who could hope for more while there still appears to be a choice to make between success and failure and love and fear. There is no peace except the peace of God, because he has one son who cannot make a world in opposition to God's will and to his own, which is the same as his. What could he hope to find in such a world? It cannot have reality because it never was created. Is it here that he would seek for peace? Or must he see that as he looks on it, the world can but deceive? Yet can he learn to look on it another way and find the peace of God? In the religious vernacular, this is exactly the same idea that my Master and Savior Jesus told me that my associations of my formulations of mind have been a liar from the beginning. The idea that your conceptual form of self-identity contained within the consciousness of your mind could be creative is totally unreal. While I was trying to show you the idea of the certainty of this in this lesson, it might be important for you to know that this is the entire teaching of the New Testament. It tells you with certainty that until you forgive the images of your own mind in regard to what you think you are, you cannot find the peace of God. Remember, have you heard of the Christian Bible, Sermon on the Mount? It says you must forgive your enemy. Okay, I'm expressing to you the certainty that your enemy has only been you. And you can share together the idea of peace, okay, in the protection of the conflict that you feel in your own mind. You can honor it. You can tell me how valuable it is to you that you can suffer from that sickness. You can tell me how valuable it is to you that you have found a remedy and can exist a little longer in your determination to stay separate from God. What I'm offering to you now is a miracle procedure of our minds that will, as Jesus directs us, immediately heal the sick and what? Raise the dead. The atonement of our minds is what healing is. It's a momentary sharing of the certainty that actually our body as we have formulated does not exist at all. Now, in the reillusionment of the acceptance of the light, we are made whole. Watch me for a moment in this time and place. I want you to feel the joy of the healing of your mind, not in the specific reference to what you think is causing your pain and loneliness, but in my certainty of mind offered to you at this time and place, that you are whole and perfect as you were created. And it has absolutely nothing to do with what you thought you were in this body form. Can we take this moment? Can we do it just for a moment? This is the joy of the workbook of this Course in Miracles. This is what you're going to discover in Teachers of God. I see you're going to be one of them. What did you just discover? A solution within your own mind. In addition, you discovered that you couldn't find it out in the world. You were walking along on all the roads that the world had led you on without the simple admission that all sight is insight. I know this has been expressed to you conceptually since the beginning of the time, and I know you like the idea of examining the possibility that you are the cause of this. Examining the idea that you are the cause of this is the false examination of yourself in your determination to justify your own conceptual falsity. This is the moment of atonement where you let the light of the transformation of your true mind represent you for the moment through the release of the defenses of yourself. you experience immediately all those that you previously held as enemies within the figures of your own light form as a part of a wholeness of an aggregation of what we are. Can we do this? Say to me, this is a gathering. You want to share in it, in your mind? This is a gathering at the end of time. You have an idea that time began and is going to end. All right, what I have shown you is if you'll trust me at this moment, I can take you back to where time began. And rather than have it be sequential associations of the moment of fear, we'll collapse it together into a single moment of fear where the transition will and does occur. This is the moment, remember on the last lesson? This is the moment that you had to come to discover that the peace that you thought you had was going to collapse into the loneliness and pain and death that you had used to represent yourself. Now have we discovered together the peace of God. The brightness that I see in you now is a sharing of our love for each other. It's an admission that we share the love of the totality of what we are. We have what? Let go of fear. We don't want it anymore. All the little earthlings retain that idea of fear and wallow in the association of their hydrogen and oxygen and carbon. The idea of the little nitrogen cloud that surrounds you, and you've discovered with this shared mind that you're not a body, that you are free, and that you are as God created you. And the idea of time or death was only an idea within your own mind. And you've now changed your mind. And I have helped you change it through the realization of our love for each other. Yes, this is the escape from time. We're going to have to leave you. We'll be back to complete this lesson 200. That's going to remind you that there is only the peace of God. There is a single source of reality in all the universe and beyond that is totally contained within your own association with yourself and is now being expressed. God goes with us wherever we go because God is the mind with which we think. Say that? Yeah. Let's say it together then. God bless us, everyone. We're back with you now in the excitement that you're experiencing in the transformation of your mind. You're at the bridge, and you're standing with me in a new bright light that is beginning to surround us. I watch a lot of your television, and I see you express bright light as angels and forms of your loved ones that you think are lost. You somehow hold them in the pertainment that you can lose them again, or there's actually some help that you need in this regard. I want to assure you, as a part of your mind, that available to you is all of heaven and earth. Can you hear this with me? There is no resistance in the entire universe to your process of crossing over, okay, which you thought was death, to the certainty that it's nothing but an expression of your eternal life. And that's the time and place that you have come to have the experience. No. Was this experience necessary in the conversion of the species that you have identified as Homo sapien within this little form? Of course, because it's a consciousness identity of separation that only lasted for the moment and could not be contained because of the inherent power contained within the energy of light form. All we've been doing together that you now recognize is repeating, I think, what you call the Big Bang. It's a descent into a moment of the entirety of the containment that represents billions of energy ideas of gamma rays in the entire nucleus of separation that immediately expanded out, and your mind is a whole part of that. So the peace that you're beginning to experience had nothing to do with the concepts that you thought were you. Each one of those concepts was but binding you to the idea that this is what life is. So let's read together now some more of Lesson 200, that there is only the peace of God, and you are in the time and place where you found it. Listen. Peace is the bridge that everyone will cross to leave this world behind. But peace begins within the world, perceived as different, and leading from this fresh perception to the gate of heaven and the way beyond. Peace is the answer to conflicting goals, to senseless journeys, to frantic, vain pursuits, and meaningless endeavors. Now the way is easy, sloping gently toward the bridge where freedom lies within the peace of God. Let us not lose our way again today. We go to heaven, and the path is straight. Only if we attempt to wander can there be delay and needless wasted time on thorny byways. God alone is sure, and He will guide our footsteps. He will not desert His Son in need, nor let Him stray forever from His home. The Father calls, the Son will hear, and that is all there is to what appears to be a world apart from God, where bodies have reality. Let's listen for just a moment to what this offering is. I want to share this with you, all right? Because this is the moment of eternal peace that you've been searching for. I'm going to read you the last two paragraphs of this lesson, and I'm going to show you that you have come to the time and place where you will hear your own voice through the voice of God, recognized by you in the certainty of who we are. This has been the voice of a conceptual association of your own mind that was always available to you through an individual act of saviorship. You might want to look with certainty at our minds of singularity. You talk about the resurrection of your so-called Savior, Jesus Christ, as though it did not include you. I want you to be reasonable with me for a moment. If there's an idea of separation within a body form and it's totally converted by the idea of light energy, how could there be another body still separate of all of the false bodies are only represented in the aggregation of the illusion? I have no idea where you're hearing that. But I assure you this, one total moment of forgiveness recognized within any one mind totally eliminates the possibility that you could suffer sickness and pain. Because we share a single mind just as we share a single separation. You have found the peace of God, not by defending yourself from God, which was just another form of your determination not to have this experience, but instead the peace that we're sharing at this time. Listen. Now is there silence. seek no further. You have come to where the road is carpeted with leaves of false desires, fallen from the trees of hopelessness you sought before. Where are they? They're underfoot. And you look up and on toward heaven with the body's eyes, but serving for an instant longer now. Peace is already recognized at last, and you can feel its soft embrace surround your heart and mind with comfort and with love. Today we seek no idols. Peace cannot be found in them. The peace of God is ours, and only this will we accept and want. Peace be to us today, for we have found a simple, happy way to leave the world of ambiguity and to replace our shifting goals and solitary dreams with a single purpose and companionship. Why? Peace is union if it be of God, and we seek no further. We are close to home and draw still nearer every time we say, there is no peace except the peace of God, and I am glad and I am thankful that that is true. What an extraordinary idea that just for a moment in this time and place, you have been willing to share with me my certainty. Are you listening? This is the only time and place there is. Look, despite all of your determinations to aggregate in variant spatial associations, I'm offering you my certainty of mind that the entirety of the continuity of your mind in its thought form of body identification, are you listening, is going on all the time. Look at me. Okay. Think of a loved one that you've lost, that you feel the sorrow of. You didn't lose it. You're expressing sorrow because for a moment you can't recognize it within your own conceptual association. Didn't we have an agreement that nothing dies? Didn't we have an agreement that contained within our mind is every instant of love that we have ever shared in this sojourn into death, and the need for us to find the solution rather than simply admitting that the power of our mind will redirect us if we choose, and that we can take these instances where we communicated momentarily in our search for love, and they cannot not prevail in the conversion of our light form. You listen very carefully to me. Are you listening? It's impossible. If you're watching this video, which is only a reflection of your own mind, which I am, that you did not hear this message at this time and place in the location you have found through this lesson and left this earth. Let's try it. This world was over a long time ago. Say it. Yeah. This world was over a long time ago. I'm only going to remember it for the instant when I bring together all of the ideas contained of separation, convert them instantly in a quasar of light, and I'm gone from here. This is the time and place where that act of reunion was performed. Some of you have been out on this lonely road for a very long time, and in some of your loneliness, you have asked for solutions and you have found them and within time, and you have utilized them to express the love that you need to share with each other. But the time and place must come and did where you see the futility of your need to have experiences of loneliness and death in order to justify the love we have for each other. Can you hear this with me? I am a reflection of your mind at this moment, expressing to you the totality of our love for each other. It has absolutely no regard to your conceptual identity. Do you see? We love each other because we know who we are, and we use the light of the power of that love to bring about conversions that previously were in forms that necessitated that love be expressed as death or time. The love that we are sharing together is eternal, because the love we are sharing together is the love of our creative source. You believe you have an alternative to the acceptance of this love. I am very certain that you don't. And if you will decide using my certainty, okay, it will express a certainty of the singularity of the self that came to know what it is, because indeed there is only one self. All of this, of course, is the New Testament teachings of Jesus Christ. Perhaps now, not the establishment, but certainly individuals are going to begin to recognize their own Christhood through His. And in the recognition of their Christhood will be the acceptance of the responsibility for the conversion of the dark forms that they previously feared and represented as their enemies. Now you invite your enemies to come and share with you the feast of the conversion of the dark form to the certainty of the love that we share. What a joy and indeed privilege it is for me to help you represent to yourself my certainty that you have been dreaming this dream of death, and that it's over. Look, this is the time and place, because this is the time and place that we previously agreed that you would come to. Don't you listen to the soundings of this world. Never mind all the prophecies of the continuation of chaos and death. You're watching this illusion of reassociation that is showing you the entirety of the illusion. It's impossible. If you have a single moment of the entirety of separation, you will not instantly realize the wholeness of your creative mind. Yes, it is true. And the salvation of the world did depend on you, but you remember this. You are the sole cause of this world. Without your dream of death, there is no world, and that dream is over. And that dream is going to end now in a final message that our Savior Jesus is going to offer you from what you call the text of this Course in Miracles. You may have heard it before, but I want to read it from the idea of the certainty that He is here with us, sharing the love of the end of this sojourn into time. Will you listen with me for just a minute? Then we'll come back and say hello to the universe. So let's begin with what He has declared to you. Say with me, I am as God created me. His Son can suffer nothing, and I am His Son. Now He speaks. Thus is Christ's strength invited to prevail, replacing all your weakness with the strength that comes from God and that can never fail. And thus are miracles as natural as fear and agony appeared to be before the choice for holiness was made. For in that choice are false distinctions gone. Illusionary alternatives are laid by, and nothing left to interfere with truth. You are as God created you, and so is every living thing that you look upon, regardless of the images you see. When you behold his sickness and his pain, his weakness and his suffering and loss is but temptation to perceive yourself defenseless and in hell. Yield not to this, and you will see all pain in every form, wherever it occurs, but disappear as mist before the sun. Listen, a miracle has come to heal God's son and close the door upon his dreams of weakness, opening the way to his salvation and release. Choose once again what you would have him be, remembering that every choice you make establishes your own identity as you will see it and believe that it is. Deny me not the little gift I ask when in exchange I lay before your feet the peace of God and power to bring this peace to everyone who wanders in the world uncertain and lonely and in constant fear. For it is given you to join with him and through the Christ in you unveil his eyes and let him look upon the Christ in him. My brothers in salvation, do not fail to hear my voice and listen to my words. I ask for nothing but your own release. There is no place for hell within a world whose loveliness can yet be so intense and so inclusive, it is but a step from there to heaven. To your tired eyes, I bring a vision of a different world, so new and clean and fresh, you will forget the pain and sorrow that you saw before. Yet this a vision is, which you must share with everyone that you see, for otherwise you will behold it not. To give this gift is how to make it yours, and God ordains in loving kindness that it be for you. Let us be glad that we can walk the world and find so many chances to perceive another situation where God's gift can once again be recognized as ours, and thus will all the vestiges of hell, the secret sins and hidden hates be gone. And all the loveliness which they concealed appear like lawns of heaven to our sight, to lift us high above the thorny roads we traveled on before the Christ appeared. Hear me, my brothers. Hear and join with me. God has ordained I cannot call in vain, and in his certainty I rest content. For you will hear, and you will choose again, and in this choice is everyone made free. I thank you, Father, for these holy ones who are my brothers as they are your sons. My faith in them is yours. I am as sure that they will come to me as you are sure of what they are and will forever be. They will accept the gift I offer them because you gave it me on their behalf. And as I would but do your holy will, so will they choose. And I give thanks for them. Salvation's song will echo through the world with every choice they make, for we are one in purpose, and the end of hell is near. In joyous welcome is my hand outstretched to every brother who would join with me in reaching past temptation and who looks with fixed determination toward the light that shines beyond in perfect constancy. Give me my own, for they belong to you. And can you fail in what is but your will? I give you thanks for what my brothers are, and as each one elects to join with me, the song of thanks from earth to heaven grows from tiny scattered threads of melody to one inclusive chorus from a world redeemed from hell and giving thanks to you. And now we say amen. For Christ has come to dwell in the abode you set for him before time was, in calm eternity. The journey closes, ending at the place where it began. No trace of it remains. Not one illusion is accorded faith, and not one spot of darkness still remains to hide the face of Christ from anyone. Thy will is done, complete and perfectly, and all creation recognizes you and knows you as the only source it has. Clear in your likeness does the light shine forth from everything that lives and moves in you. For we have reached where all of us are one, and we are home where you would have us be. We're with you now. Are you able to see with me the occurrence of that prayer from our Savior Jesus Christ? Have you any idea of the magnitude of this Course in Miracles? Will you come here for just a minute and join your brother over here? Come over here. We only have 2 minutes left. Will you do that? Now turn to him right there, and you recognize him instantly. Look, you recognize him as a part of you. Why? Can you see that? Here he is, right there. Now, what do? We recognize each other in the time and place where we have come together. Indeed, this is the gate of heaven. Indeed, the effect that you are having in the narration of the divine words of this whole mind have brought you to the time and place where you see the entirety of the availability of it to you. Okay, the stored reassociation of yourself through the forgiveness and love that we have shared together has led you at last to the only true purpose why you would be here. And that would be to come to this time and place so that we may step out of time together in the certainty of the entirety of the end of this journey into the nothingness that we thought that we were. This is the place that you did come. Are you listening to this? 2,000 years, which is actually a very short time, since the resurrection of our Savior are being recognized at this time. You might want to think of it this way. A nanosecond is a billion years. Okay. To a second, that can seem like a very long time. Look at yourself as an enclosure of all of the ideas of this second, so you can regard it as a million years from now or 1,000 years ago. This is the time and place that you came and departed this illusion of separation. Thank you for allowing me to help you through the auspices of this saviorship in the realization that you could indeed choose again each moment you thought that this world was denying you access, in the realization it was only within your own mind. The power that you're expressing right now in this certainty of time and space is going to begin to extend in the recognition of the extension of creative reality. And we're going to share this moment together. This will be the end of this sojourn. This will be the end of the lessons that you had to learn of the certainty of your perfection. For indeed, God does go with us wherever we go. And indeed, God is the mind with which we are thinking. God bless us, everyone. There's an invitation to a party, to a celebration, just on the other side of the veil. If you want to contact us, you're very welcome to join. Those of us who have been participating over a long time in the conversion celebrate on the other side of the veil. I hope I see you there. Never mind your qualifications. You're entitled to it, and we welcome you home together. Say amen.